The U.S. Embassy in Sri Lanka has advised people to avoid places of worship in the country over the coming weekend, citing Sri Lankan reports that additional attacks may occur. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the Easter Sunday attacks that killed more than 250 people. Reuters' Ed Giles reports.
Sri Lanka's police chief will resign, and security forces are looking for 140 people suspected to have links to Islamic State. That's according to the country's president, who came out swinging on Friday, 5 days after the suicide attacks on churches and hotels that have killed over 250 people. The president's claimed that security officials kept him in the dark by not sharing intelligence reports from so-called friendly nations, warning Sri Lanka was a target for extremists. Security forces have been focusing their investigations on international links to two domestic Islamist groups, who they believe carried out the attacks.
That's Reuters' Ed Giles. Sri Lankan officials say the suspected mastermind of the violence was killed in the attacks. Powerful Cyclone Kenneth smashed into Mozambique overnight. The storm has since been downgraded as winds dropped, but heavy rains continue and are expected to last for days to come. One person is reported dead after being crushed by a falling tree. The cyclone had already killed three people on the island nation of Comoros. The International Red Cross says fighting for control of Libya between two rival groups is turning civilian neighborhoods into battlegrounds. The group says indiscriminate shelling is making it increasingly dangerous for medical workers to treat victims. The United Nations estimates more than 35,000 people have fled their homes. For the latest news around the clock, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials in southern Mexico were searching for hundreds of migrants today after they broke out of a detention center. About 700 of the migrants returned to the center voluntarily, while some 600 migrants remain at large. Most of the migrants are seeking entry into the U.S. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is on his way back to Pyongyang after a brief summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Vladivostok. Yevgeny Baranov has been covering the summit for VOA via Skype. He explains Mr. Putin's reasons for meeting with Kim.
This is what Vladimir Putin wants to show the world, that Russia still can do something for this, but it really depends on a lot of factors, including the position of other actors that have, let's say, a more weight in these negotiations. But this is exactly what Putin wants to show.
Yevgeny Baranov reporting for VOA via Skype. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is the latest Democrat to join the race for president. However, his entry is not without controversy. A woman who accused a Supreme Court nominee of sexual harassment says Mr. Biden must show real accountability for his handling of her complaints during Clarence Thomas's confirmation in Congress. Biden chaired the hearings. Anita Hill told the New York Times the former vice president had called her before announcing his presidential bid, but she said his apology was not enough without real change. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump is sharing his thoughts on some of the Democratic presidential candidates. AP's Matt Small reports.
President Trump is ribbing some of the people seeking the Democratic presidential nomination.
I sort of refer to him as Sleepy Joe.
That's what he's calling Joe Biden. About Bernie Sanders?
I think he talks a lot and doesn't get it done.
Moving on to Beto O'Rourke.
He is fading fast, there's no question about it.
While he's seemingly upbeat about Pete Buttigieg.
I'm rooting for him, but he's not going to make it.
That's not the case with Kamala Harris.
I think she's got a little bit of a nasty wit. But that might be it.
Trump shared his thoughts during a phone call into Sean Hannity's Fox News Channel show last night. Matt Small, Washington. I promise that you'll never find another
like me. Taylor Swift fans are celebrating today with the release of the singer's new song, Me. The single resurrects the sugary euphoria of her earlier hits and features Brendan Urie of Panic at the Disco. I promise that you'll never find another like me. For all the latest news anytime, please download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
This This is Border Crossings.